All of us, at a basic level, want to be happy. We all want to live happy lives, to have joy and peace in our lives. This past week, the Diocese of Lansing held an assembly for all the employees of the diocese, all the lay people, all the ordained, and it was titled, A Day of Happiness. Five levels of happiness. And these levels of happiness correspond nicely with Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. Maslow's hierarchy of human needs. So these are the levels. The first level is that basic level we all have of immediate gratification. The basic instinct to seek what feels good. It's like when we're hungry, we know where to go. There's the cupboard, we open the door to the refrigerator, we go through the drive-through restaurant. We know how to satisfy that basic human need when we're hungry. So it's about that first level, is about physical and material gratification. The second level is about one's ego, personal achievement. We want to get ahead. We want to get wealth, get power, get popularity, have status, win at all costs. And we like associating winners. It's why some of us are happy today and some of us are not so happy today. And then there's level three, a desire to do good for others. That internal desire to make the world a better place. By working for change, working to do good, working to help people, we're willing to give, to help, to sacrifice, to serve. And then there's level four, a desire for the ultimate good, an awareness of a desire for the sacred and the spiritual, a desire for eternal happiness and peace. We call it heaven. Who wants that level in life? Every hand better go up. Now, I could talk about level five, but I'm going to come back to that. So, let's look at these levels in light of the gospel. The rich man finds out his steward is stealing from him. He's been caught. And so he's been squandering the property of his master, which means he's living well. He's getting all the good food, all the good wine, treating himself well, spoiling the servants, taking advantage. And he's caught because he was living off the master's dime. Connects to that level one, personal gratification. And after he's caught, he begins to think, now what am I going to do? Now how am I going to save himself? So he begins to think about level two. I know how I will get by. So he calls in the other debtors and says, how much do you owe my master? Here, cut your promissory note. How much do you owe? Cut your promissory note. Because in the end, it's a nice act. But it's protecting himself so that when he loses his job, these people are going to owe him something and he's going to be able to survive. The steward does good. It's kind of reaching to that level three, isn't it? That's a nice act. He helped forgive somebody's debt. He served the people in need, made their life a little easier, a kind of a good thing. But truly it was selfish. It was a simple act of protecting himself, protecting his lifestyle. He's even commended by the rich man for being smart enough to know how to take care of himself. The story has no level four except for at the end when we're reminded that we can't serve both God and mammon. And if we want to serve God, if we want to know eternal life, we truly have to look at and be conscious of how we're living, how we're engaged with others. The good question to ask ourselves is, what is my life priority? Is it to get ahead or to get God? To get stuff, popularity, and possessions, or to understand the importance of doing good, of giving to others? Are we about getting a comfortable life or getting to eternal life? And here's where level five comes in. Level five is making Father Brendan happy. So please pass the ministry sign-up forms down from the ends of your pews. This is where we achieve level three and level four. It takes all of us to live our faith, to be engaged in our faith, to grow in our faith, to practice our faith. It's that awareness that it feels good to do good, to be engaged in the life of something spiritual. And everything on our ministry sign-up forms are about being engaged in doing the good works of St. Joseph Parish. We had a funeral yesterday, and what makes funerals special at St. Joseph is our ministers who come and do communion, the ministers who serve at the Mass, the ministers who help do hospitality, and the ministers who help put everything back in the gathering space so it's ready for us to come to church. When we have funeral lunches, it takes many hands to make them a meaningful event for families. Here at Liturgy, remember it takes 25 people for every Mass. Right? We need children for religious education. We need people who care enough about our grounds that we don't want to look at weeds when we come to church. We want a beautiful front of church because it's a reflection of us. So please take a minute to fill out the ministry forms. Seek level three because it will prepare you for level four, the promise of eternal life. Amen.